When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And my goodness, I feel so good today. It's like raining. I can't believe that. Hey, and we got a full house today. Lots of folks to introduce here. And as always, bright as always, busy as always, that would be Animal World's production engineer and the best in the business. That would be Mike Roberge. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Such a compliment. The best in the business. I don't know. That's heaping on a lot of pressure.
Oh, I think so.
Now I'm going to make a mistake.
Well, that's allowed.
That's the pressure.
We are humans. That's the whole point.
But you're right. And what a nice relief.
The air is
a little cooler. It's certainly a lot cleaner. Did get a little rainfall last night, so that's always nice.
Well, and it was supposed to rain yesterday, and it was probably good that it didn't, because I did a private counseling session, and we had a long walk on the Burke-Gilman Trail teaching a dog to behave, and with very great success, but it would not have been as pleasant if it were raining. But at the same time, you know, as I'm driving home, I think, where's the rain we're supposed to have? Because it's been really dry.
It has.
And I don't know about you, but I discovered a couple of days ago, even the blackberries are stressed. Blackberries don't get stressed, but even the blackberries are stressed in my woods and neighborhoods. So, but finally, last night, sometime later in the night, after dark, it really started coming down. And so I was out there last outs with Robbie saying, oh, boy, it's raining. Oh, boy, it's raining. Robbie kind of had this shocked look on his face. Oh, boy, it's raining. It's what? It's what? You know, he really likes the water these days. But that's a good thing. And it might wake up your grass, though, because you're done for this.
I don't think so. I don't think my grass is going to be waking up. I was actually looking at it closely yesterday, and I think it's fairly retired for the year.
Yeah, you said you were done last week. And I, of course, went home and had my usual Sunday afternoon date with my lawnmower and got everything coiffed up. But for the first time this year for me, my grass is still green, but there wasn't much growing going on this last week. It'd been dry enough. So it doesn't matter. I say rain, 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 because I would not cut the grass anyway today because it didn't grow enough. So it's slowing down anyway.
But we still have lots of summer left.
And we do. We're just heading towards the end of, we aren't at the end of July yet, but we're getting close.
Getting close.
So we'll bring everybody else into this discussion here, because in the Mood Studio, the other side of the glass, is, of course, Animal World call screener. Kathy is back, and that's because she took the day off last week. So good morning, Kathy.
I did. Good morning. Good to be here.
I think you went to camp, didn't you?
I did,
so
yeah.
So did you have a good Sunday off?
Oh, it was wonderful. Great.
What camp did you go to?
Oh, just somewhere. The camp went somewhere.
Oh,
let's
okay.
just say the Olympic Peninsula.
Oh,
camping
okay.
out there, and then deep sea fishing.
You were picking up
my boy. My Caleb Lee. Yep.
Yep. So did he have a good time at camp?
Oh, yes, he did.
Okay.
Didn't catch any fish, but he had a good time.
All right.
He's not one to sleep in tents and in sleeping bags, so you know, he's not a rough it kind
he's
of
not
boy.
He's not a camper.
He takes too much after his Grammy.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of a fair weather camper, you know, I prefer a more rustic like motel.
A lodge, right? With a swimming pool and massage. Yeah.
And then you have company.
I have Ahmad. He is a call screener who's going to be taking the show when Christy and I are on.
So how cool is that? Kathy came up with Ahmad is a very, very nice gentleman. I've only briefly met him today, but he is going to screen for you and Christy when you take over the show the last Sunday of the month for Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our Animal Friend Sunday, which just happens to be next week.
That's right.
So you and Christy are gearing up for a big show.
Oh, we have such a great show coming up.
I'm sure you do.
It's going to be...
Because you guys, they just work their little fannies off for a whole month.
Yeah, we actually do.
They get
I
like
won't
me.
Lie.
Yeah, they just work their tails off, and I'm sure it'll be a fabulous show. But when Kathy and Christy are, of course, in the studio doing the show, then there's nobody to answer the phones, and it's very helpful if they have someone to call their interviews and line them up, you know, and because they check with all our regulars, plus they're doing other interviews and features and all kinds of stuff. So now I'm interested in how you found, because Ahmad seems like a very nice man, and so what'd you do? Did you just go walking down the street and you hauled Ahmad on in here, or where did Ahmad come from? How did you score this guy?
Ahmad is my neighbor and dear friend.
Oh, so you went and grabbed your neighbor?
Yeah. No, actually, he asked what I was up to one day, and I just said, "Oh, I'm preparing for my show," and we just got to talking about how I need a call screener. It's, I'll do it.
Oh,
I'm
cool!
Like, yes,
yay! So he's actually a volunteer. You didn't have to hogtie him and drag him on in.
No.
All right. No. Well, official welcome to the Animal World family to Ahmad, and I guess you'll get broke in and rode hard next week here, huh?
That's right.
And, but probably, hopefully, not put up wet. Was it ride him hard? I don't know. Put him up wet. Anyway, Kathy and Christy and Mike will take good care of you. And so you're filling Ahmad in on all the details, so he'll be ready to go next week.
I've got his little notebook full of all the things he needs. And just to let everyone know that we still need a call screener.
Yeah, I was going to say, we now have the base covered for the last Sunday of the month at Kathy and Christy when they're in. But we still need at least another backup call screener to spell Kathy, like when she's got to go to camp to pick up Caleb. We'd love to have, you know, call screener in. And you can come in every week if you want, or you can just come in when we need you. Or, you know, we're real flexible, but it's a volunteer position. And if you've always wanted to get behind the scenes and know what it's like in real radio and be a part of the Animal World family, we would love, love, love to have you. So give me a call or email me, and you can send an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Pretty simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Or you can call me at my home office at 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Okay, I think we covered the bases there. All right, now for the big news for this week. I'm so excited. We should have found that music. I'm so excited. Because we have our all-time favorite ever guests on Animal World. Everybody loves them. That would be adventure travelers Helen and Bill Thayer. Helen just poked Bill and said, quit reading the paper. Pay attention. But if you're regulars, you know that Helen does all the talking. And Bill's here. You have to trust us that he's here, because he just hangs and reads the paper. And like Mike before the show, Mike looked at Bill and said, Bill, are you talking today? Bill said, no. He said, okay, well, Mike said, I remember. You just read the paper, but I'm just checking to see if we need to check your mic. No, I'm good. I'm good. So we get to talk about him, though. And I think last time, though, he might have chimed in on something. I think we talked enough about him. And sometimes he yells things from, you know, across the table.
Yeah, sometimes he has to correct us.
Yeah, just a little bit. So anyway, it's just an absolute delight to have you back in the studio, and I can't wait. Hey, there we go. Woo-hoo! See how good it was. See, I told you he's the best in the business.
He is. Now, he is. I'm impressed.
We got to wait for it to come up here because that's
just sort of getting in the mood.
Yeah.
Well, it's always our pleasure to be here. See our good friend Martha again.
Woo! Oh no, see, you're gonna get me dancing, and then I'll wear myself out and be huffing and but oh. But we have to wait for the I'm so excited, don't we?
I would think so.
Yeah. I mean, what's the point of playing it otherwise?
Here it comes. Pretty soon.
Love you. Well, I don't think you want me to sing, because I feel like it.
You're not into opera today.
And our listeners should know that Martha is really grooving right now. Here it comes.
Yeah, she's going to gonna leap out of that seat any minute.
I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. Woohoo! Okay, you know when I grew up. Woohoo! Thanks, Mike. Well, that gets us started. So anyway, we're all excited. Woohoo! Yay! All right, so we are going to spend today's show with Helen and Bill Thayer. And if you want to, in the meantime, if you've got a computer close, you may want to, if you have not I've listened to Helen and Bill before and their marvelous stories and the trips that they do and the adventure classroom. They are two of the most amazing and remarkable souls I've ever met. I still can't believe, even though I've known them for,
it could be going on. Must be
close 20 to 20 years.
About 20 years.
Yeah.
We're starting to age ourselves
We are. But knowing them that long and read all the books and done all the interviews, I still find it hard to believe that they've actually done what they've done and that they continue to do what they're doing. They're truly remarkable, and we'll be chatting and visiting about all that stuff. And today I thought, since we've got call screeners and Ahmad could use some practice here, we don't often do this because there's so much to talk about with Helen and Bill. We'll open the phone lines today. So if there's something in particular, one of the trips you really want to know about, or questions or comments, if you'd just like to tell them how fabulous they are, you can give us a call anytime during the show today. And, of course, that'll give Kathy and Ahmad a chance to practice with some phone calls. So let me give you the phone numbers, because we also will be at some point giving away our Designing Health Missing Link. And I believe that... Helen, you learned about Missing Link way about 20 years ago when you did the show, and you've been using it ever since, haven't you?
We learned about Missing Link from you, and we use it. We're down to 4 dogs right now and 3 cats, which is rather low numbers for our rescued animals. But you know, we use it every day for them, always.
And you've been doing it since we started advertising.
That's right.
It, which is when it was created, which is about 20 years ago.
We learned about it from you, yes.
Yeah, all right.
And it's really good. We really recommend it.
So just listen up, and when I give you the Missing Link word or words of the day, then you pick up your phone and call Kathy and Ahmad and decide which version of Missing Link you'd like sent to your door. So jot down these phone numbers. You'll need them for the giveaway. As long as you're 18 years or older and haven't won anything on the radio station in the last 30 days, then you're eligible. And, you know, I'm considering, Kathy, a new rule. And this isn't Mr. and Mrs. KKNW. This is my rule. And that's, if you have won the same Missing Link product 3 times, then you're done. And now, I don't mind multiple wins per household on different Sundays. Say if you want to try it for your dog, you want to try both versions, maybe you want to try the wellness band, and then you want to try it for your cat or your bird. But when you're just getting it so you don't have to buy it, that's not the point. And let somebody else win. So if you've won the same thing 3 times, you're done. And there you go. Okay, so we will start today, as always, with St. Francis. And then I've got 3 Happening Today events. So we've got to cover those. I really don't, because Helen and Bill are here, and I'd much rather talk to them. I didn't bring any animals in the news and follow up stuff. And my favorite TV show, My Cat from Hell, is on hiatus at the moment, so I can't tell you about that. Oh, yeah, that's Jackson.
You got a cat from hell?
No, it's a program on Animal Planet.
Oh.
And it's on Saturday nights, the new ones at 8 o'clock. And Jackson Galaxy, this really great feline behavior therapist that works with problem cats. And he's just marvelous.
Oh, I thought you were saying you really had a cat from hell.
No, my cats are all heaven on earth. You know, my cats are all fabulous.
Yeah, I was sad too. I really was interested in this one from hell, but now you've disappointed me.
Oh well, all the cats on Jackson's show, My Cat from Hell, all start out that way. In fact, did you and Bill did you hear about the 911 cats, the people in Oregon that called 911 because the cat freaked out and attacked their kid and them, and they were holed up in their bedroom?
Oh, yes.
And then they called Jackson and came in to work with that cat.
Oh.
And then we reported last week that there was another 911 cat in Florida just this last week, that the cat went berserk and attacked its people, and they were holed up in their bedroom calling 911 for animal control to come get them out of their bedroom.
Something must be going on for a cat to attack like that.
Well, I believe it is an endocrine immune imbalance. It's basically Pleckner syndrome. We've been talking about it for many years here on the show. It is not currently recognized or understood by veterinary medicine unless it happens to have crossed your path. And, of course, it did cross ours. And Dr. Al did the show Vet Sunday regularly for about 8 years here until he started working on Sundays. And now I'm getting him to retire again so he can do the show again. But it is a syndrome that underlies most chronic disease and illness, as well as extreme and irrational fear and aggression. So these cats could be helped simply by diagnosing with a blood test and then getting them on the protocol. As of right now, there is no cure, but there's hormone replacement therapy. Mm-hmm. And that flash aggression or the rage just goes away once their hormones are back in balance.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, people need to know about it.
Yeah, so that's what that's all about. All righty. So, okay. In order to start the show and get official here, we have to do St. Francis. So, we haven't started the show yet. Takes a while.
Mike and I, warming up.
Sometimes, we've gone through a half an hour or an hour, and we haven't started the show.
There are no rules.
There are no rules here. Well, we got to stay there too. We have to start on time. We have to end on time.
That's true. And everything else in between.
Everything else is flexible.
That's right. Whatever.
Mike's learned to go with the flow.
Come as
I do have a clock, and things are supposed to happen on time. But as Mike will tell you, it doesn't always. But that's okay.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So we honor St. Francis because he is the patron saint of animals and is the saint who has been guiding my work with the animals for many, many years. And it's also Sunday. So now we have a couple of prayers. One's for the animals. That's the short one. The others is for us humans. It's a longer one. And with what's going on the planet right now, we really need it. So, okay, here we go. This is prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now for us humans, it is the peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All right, we are now official. Yuki doki. Oh, and just since I told you nothing ever happens on time, why don't we just shake things up a little bit and be on time, you think? All right. So we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. It is the most important part of the show. So stay right where you are. Listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, because without them, there is no us. And we will continue with I got three events happening today all around the Puget Sound area here. I'll tell you about them. And then we're just spending our time with Adventure Travelers. Helen and Bill Thayer are in the house for the entire show. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Now's the time to refinance, but where do you go? You want an experienced, reputable lender. Someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, and investment loans. You want a mortgage lender who works with a variety of different lenders. Someone who shares your values. Someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, the branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage. Call Peggy at 425-329-3960. Or you can email her at pkaler@weststarpacific.com. NMLS number 393352. Westar Pacific Mortgage. NMLS 110022. And WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation. NMLS 93243. An equal opportunity lender. Do you know someone with an object hoarding or animal hoarding situation? BioClean Incorporated can help. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. Actually, disposing of so many items can be emotionally overwhelming, and the staff at BioClean Incorporated understands this. They design a unique process specifically to meet your needs. The team at BioClean helps determine which things are valuable to the recovering hoarder and absolutely essential, what items are appropriate to clean and keep, what things can be donated to charity, and finally, what can be thrown away. The BioClean Professional Cleanup Team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. They can arrange for any repairs, painting, or cleaning that will be needed so the house becomes habitable again. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated combines compassion with expertise and professionalism. They understand taking that first step is the hardest. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Did you know that there's a dog food available that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5 that helps put more oxygen into your pet's body? A dog food that is high in calories for better nutrient absorption? Canine caviar is that food. Canine caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity and can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals, making canine caviar 91 to 93% digestible. Canine caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. You can find canine caviar at Bothell Feed Center, your modern-day feed store with the old farm charm. They're proud to be serving pet parents for over 30 years in the greater Bothell Snohomish area. You can also find canine caviar and other premium pet supplies at Sierra Fish and Pets, where they have been pleasing customers and pampering pets since 1972. Visit them today for all of your pet's needs at Renton Village, 601 South Grady Way, or at sierrafishandpets.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. Adventure travelers and our all-time favorite guests, Helen and Bill Thayer, are in the studio, and we'll get to chatting with them just momentarily. But I've got to let you know that we've got three events happening today. And let's see, the first one is you can join Perfect Pals for Movie Night at Central Cinema in Seattle. It's today from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. $20 donation. And the feature presentation is Puss and Boots, 2011 animated feature. The theater is air-conditioned. That won't be so critical today as it has been for the last couple weeks. But it's a dine-in theater with a full menu of great food and drinks. They want you to arrive promptly at 6 p.m. to participate, order food, buy raffle tickets, and learn about Perfect Pals. You can get more details either at MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, or go to www.perfectpals.com, and that's P-U-R-R, perfectpals.org. And then also, hey, our animal family, one of the members of our animal family, Sierra Fish and Pets in Renton, 601 Grady Way. They have got this weekend and next weekend, Ginger's Pet Rescue will be at Sierra Fish and Pets. And you've got a little bit to get there. They will be there from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And, you know, Ginger's brings in rescue dogs from all over the place to find them forever homes. So if you are thinking about adding a dog to your animal family, head on down to Sierra Fish and Pets, or down or up or over to Sierra Fish and Pets, 601 Grady Way in Renton, today from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., Ginger's Pet Rescue. And they'll also be there same hours next Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th. And their website for more info is www.sierrafishandpet.com. And then the third one, this is up your in your department, Helen, the third annual Walk for Old Dogs and Old Dog Pageant. So we were just talking about how old Helen's dogs live, and we'll talk more about that because she takes good care of them. Let's see. Third annual Walk for Old Dogs and Old Dog Pageant is today, noon to 3 p.m. Old dogs, young dogs, and all people welcome. It's at Bellevue Downtown Park, which is at 10201 Northeast 4th Street. $25 to participate. And it's today from noon to 3 p.m. at the Bellevue Downtown Park, the Old Dog Walk and Pageant. So have fun. Okay, then. I think that covers all of those bases. And once again, I'm going to tell you that we're going to have open phone lines for the rest of the show. And if at any time you would like to call in and chat with Helen, Bill in the background, you can give us a call at 425-373-5527. Or toll-free 888-298-5569. Remember the one. You can also shoot us an email that we will get in the studio here to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So, all right, before we get into everything we want to chat about today, I thought people might enjoy knowing something about, you know, your personal life, because, you know, we've become friends over all these years of working together. And actually, well, we can go back to when we first met, but you live out in the Snohomish area.
Yes, I'm out between between Snohomish and Monroe in Granite Falls, sort of in that rural area. We have 12 acres overlooking the mountains there.
Yeah, I was going to say, with beautiful views of the mountains.
Yes.
And close enough around the mountains so that the two of you can go trek and walk around and hike around the mountains, which keeps you in shape.
Oh, yes.
To do the treks that you do around the world.
Yeah, the Cascade Mountains are really our training grounds for overseas expeditions.
But to Helen and Bill now, see, a hike in the woods to them is not what you and I would consider a hike in the woods. Because when you go out and hike in the woods,
Well, sometimes we'll walk from Snoqualmie to Stevens Pass on the Cascade Crest Trail and Pacific Crest Trail. Sometimes we'll walk all the way up to Canada because it goes right to Canada. It goes from Mexico to Canada.
And you walk from here to Canada?
Yes, on the Crest Trail.
Mm-hmm. And you do that all in one day?
Oh, no, no. No. This is a multi-day where you
okay,
take
so
your overnight pack.
And
yeah.
you take overnight pack and you camp along the way.
It's a few hundred miles, yeah.
I was going to say, that's a long time.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, you go out for, you know, like 25 miles at a time.
Oh, yeah. We go out for long day hikes, too. We're very fortunate to have so many trails so close, and some of them are, you know, are challenging, and put the pack on and off you go. It's a good training. Plus, we have 12 acres of hills at home.
That you need to take care of, and that requires hiking up and down and all around.
And we use those hills to hike up and down. Sometimes we time ourselves and do things like that, and then we weight train. We have our own gym, so we have a very strict training schedule goes on all the time.
Really, yeah. And no wonder you're in such good shape. And in your animal family, because you also, you know, caring for the animals, mm-hmm. you know, that's a deal, you know, when you're on the, and you have, I think you said your dog population is down to four.
Yes, we're down to four right now, and down to four dogs, three cats, one donkey, 10 goats, and 22 chickens.
Oh, all right.
We had 23 chickens, but an eagle got one
Uh-oh.
The other week.
Oh, my.
But we fixed that with the area where the... The chickens are in a big field, but we've got it so we think the eagles might be discouraged now.
And did you put something over the top of them, or?
Well, we took baling string. Being farmers, we have lots of baling string.
Yeah.
And it's a rectangular field, so we stretched the baling string from one fence to the other across ways and put flagging on it. And we have several of those all the way up the field. It's a big field, but we've got that.
I remember that because I've been out to your place.
Yes,
so.
And it really it keeps them. It doesn't allow the eagle to space to come in.
They don't have the space to fly and come down and grab and go back up, or they'll get caught in the baling
wire, which won't
hurt them, but you know that breaks their flight,
them.
So they probably wouldn't.
And it has flagging on them, so it's in the fluttering in the breeze, so it discourages them. So because the chickens have absolutely no defense whatsoever, they have to depend on us to provide it. So. And they're my girls, my 22 girls.
Yeah. So do you guys eat a lot of eggs?
Yes, we get. Well, see, we feed our we cook our dog food. We feed our dogs. So we don't use a lot of commercials. So that's why we have the chickens, so that we can have the eggs. They get two eggs each a day.
And all the dogs do?
Yes. Plus
the
other food.
Now. That's what we were saying, because you said your oldest dog, was it your oldest dog that just recently passed?
Yes, Jeff, one of our beagles, he passed on at age 18, but he was up on the Pacific Crest Trail and those hard trails right until he was 18, and he had a heart murmur for the last 6 years, but he
it
had
didn't
monthly
stop him, huh?
No, he had monthly acupuncture and some medication, but the exercise was wonderful for him, and he did very, very well. And now we have the other dogs. They're out exercising because on our hills they get a lot of exercise.
And so, well, I remember way back when we met mm-hmm. was back in my Como days,
mm-hmm.
and towards the beginning of my Como days, I think. I found out about you because a Northwest publisher. New Sage Press had just published your first book,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Polar Dream.
That's right, yes.
And Maureen sent me a copy, and I've which has a picture of you all suited, bundled up in an Arctic snowsuit, red snowsuit, and a wolf dog.
Mm-hmm, that's right,
Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, I don't know that I've ever read such an exciting true story book.
And Charlie's a star.
And yeah, well, yeah, you wouldn't be here.
No.
I don't think, without Charlie.
Now Charlie, he saved my life from a polar bear. And we had seven up-close encounters with bears on the journey. I skied to the pole alone with Charlie at my side. Had seven encounters with polar bears, and Charlie was, one of them would have got me, but Charlie was there.
And the big thing about this is that the book is of course Helen's story of this trek, because you were the first
First woman to
walk solo
to any of the world's poles,
to the magnetic North Pole,
or any of the world's poles,
and you intended to go by yourself.
Well,
at the last minute, you were convinced, I think, by locals that you really ought to have a dog, you know, a wolf dog with
well,
you.
Well, when I went up there to start at base camp, I had heard about these polar bear dogs, and I did inquire about them, but they told me that there were none in the village. So then I had to say, okay, I'll have to go alone without one. But the Inuit, I didn't realize then, they don't finish a sentence as we considered a sentence to be finished. If we'd been saying, we would have said, there are none in the village right now. They're all out on polar bear hunts. Then when an Inuit hunter came in with Charlie and his team of dogs, then he came to me and talked about taking the dog. Well, I was absolutely delighted because...
So these are our wolf dogs.
Well, Charlie's grandfather was an Arctic wolf. Some of them are wolf dogs, because, you know, there's interaction between the dogs and the wild wolves in the Arctic. It comes and goes, but his grandfather was an Arctic wolf.
But these Inuit dogs, and that, of course, is the local tribe.
Yes.
The Inuit dogs live a really tough life, don't they?
They have no names. They live out on the ice. They don't know anything about any kind of shelter. They eat frozen seal meat 3 times a week if they're lucky. And they don't, in the wintertime, of course, they don't have any water. They just have to chew ice because the water would freeze. So, and it's a desperate lifestyle and no names.
And they don't live, well, that's because they don't bond with them.
No,
right?
They don't treat them as
a pet. No names. And they don't live all that long.
Oh,
their
no.
lifespans are not long in that.
An 8-year old dog up there would be extremely old. That would be quite rare.
Okay.
Whereas when I brought Charlie home, of course.
So how old was Charlie when?
He was 23 when
How old was he when you bought him to go? About four. He was about four when you bought him to go. And you bought him.
Yes, I bought him. The Inuit hunter, he wanted to give him to me, and I said, no, I have $100 left in my expedition budget. It's all yours, because I couldn't see going up there and taking something from nothing, because Charlie was so valuable to this man. It was an honor, and it was something very precious that he would want to give me this dog. And so I'm actually writing, I've been doing it a while now, but I'm back into writing Charlie's biography.
Okay, now Bill just chimed in, so we have to find out. What did you chime in?
She's writing his book now.
Okay, Helen's writing what? You're writing Charlie's book
Charlie's
now?
Biography.
Ah, okay.
And the first chapter is going to be, I'm naming it, In the Beginning as Told by an Inuit Elder, because before I left base camp, I interviewed some Inuit elders who would be able to tell me about Charlie's parents, his grandparents, Charlie's siblings, what happened to them, and his whole lifestyle in detail right up to the time I met him. So I'm able to include all of that in the book.
Well, how fabulous. So you're currently writing that right now. Any ETA in terms of when do you think it'll be done and available?
I'd like to have it out by Christmas.
Oh, okay.
But at least by early spring.
Will you come back and launch it here on Animal World?
Oh, yes, I'll launch it right
here.
Oh,
okay, cool. Wow, how exciting is that? And I hope I get the first review copy.
Yes, you will. Okay.
Because Charlie and I are like family.
Yes, that's right. We met him years ago.
So, folks, so that's how I first learned about Helen and Bill was reading Helen's book, Polar Dream. Now, but here's the big deal. Aside from the fact that she was the first woman to walk solo to the magnetic North Pole, or any pole on the planet for that matter, along with Charlie the wolf dog. How old were you when you did this?
I was 50.
Can you imagine that? 50?
And to say that 50? Audience out there doing the math, I'm now 76. But I'm still a work in progress.
Unbelievable. I'm really
25, but my calendar says I'm still inside.
You know, and that's what I've realized, you know, as growing older, that it really is true. You don't grow older inside.
No.
And you're only as old, you know, you feel the same inside.
Yep.
And then sometimes you go by the mirror and go, who's that?
I always say
who is that?
We are what we think we are.
Yeah.
If we think we're young and we keep in good shape. And of course, health comes into it. Bill and I have very good health. So, and we come from strong, genetically strong families too. So all of those factors put it, you know, just add up to a.
So if anybody out there is not, I think all of our regular and our long-term listeners have all read Polar Dream. And Kathy, I think Kathy read. Did you read A Polar Dream, Kathy? Because you haven't? I thought I loaned it to you. We'll have to correct that. So I Maureen from New Sage Press sent me a copy. I read the book. And as I recall, it can sometimes take me a long time to read books because I only have short periods of time. I like canceled everything and I couldn't put the darn thing down. And it's an unbelievable trek. And like within the first 24 hours, you had disaster strike and your hands got frozen.
Your nine fingers were frostbitten.
Nine fingers frostbitten, and all the skin came off and all that stuff. And then you still, how many more days did it take you?
I had it was the first night that it happened.
The first night, yeah.
Yeah, so then I had another 26 days to go.
Can you imagine? You're 50 years old, you're up in the middle of nowhere, and you're walking to the North Pole. The first night, nine fingers frostbite, and you keep going. Well, and so and that's just the beginning, folks. and so by the time I was done, when I found out that, gosh, you know, Helen and Bill are local and live here, and Charlie the wolf dog, I couldn't believe.
In fact,
you know,
we don't live too far away from each other.
No, we're like almost neighbors, considered out in the country. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the first time you did Animal World, you and Bill came and you brought Charlie with you.
Mm-hmm.
And as great as it was to meet Charlie, but I remember meeting you in the parking lot, and when you got out of the car, the first thing I ran right up to Helen and I said, "Let me show me your hands. Show me your hands. I wanted to see if she still had fingers and stuff." And your hands looked. I was like, "Wow, okay."
The people are always asking me to see.
Yeah,
see
let me
hands.
See your hands. Let me see. I was sure she didn't have any hands left after that. But and that was our first meeting. And then, of course, in the studio with Helen and Bill and Charlie and talking about Polar Dream. And Charlie at that stage was still pretty young.
Yeah, he was. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I think it was on that first show that you know, you heard me advertising Missing Link.
Yes.
And then as time went on, then you connected with our Animal World vets, Dr. Richard Panzer and Mike Saluski.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you started doing acupuncture and chiropractic on
was really what, the things that I heard
animals.
On your program. And I didn't, you know, I was just getting to know you then, but I heard about the Missing Link and the acupuncture and the chiropractic work. And then because we always believed that there were other things we could do for our animals, and especially Charlie was so much a part of me. We were so closely bonded. He wasn't a dog to me. He was another person. And and so I wanted everything to go right for Charlie. I wanted Charlie to live forever. And so so then I got into these things. And, of course, it's benefited all of our animals because even Charlie's very close friend, a goat, Snowy, Richard Panzer gave him acupuncture.
I remember that Dr. Richard was coming out and doing he was even doing acupuncture on the goats and herbs and all of that. And so just a testament to the genetics of those Inuit dogs and wolf dogs. They might on the ice only live a few years because it's so tough.
It's the lifestyle that kills them.
And they got mad at you because you immediately, I think you named him and.
Well, the first thing I did, being such an animal lover and this beautiful big black dog, I planted a kiss right on his forehead, and the Inuit, I think they just about all fainted away. And they told me right away, "You've ruined this dog. This dog will be good for nothing." But I told them, this is the way I treat my animals at home. This is what we do. And I named him, and they said, "Oh, no, this is bad." And they just felt that he was a total failure then. But then when I returned from the expedition, having been successful, and Charlie is the first dog to go alone to any of the world's poles. He wasn't a member of a dog team. He just walked at my side. Well, he was a hero to them. In fact, if they could have taken his fur, which would have meant killing him, and taking his fur and wearing a piece of it, they felt that that would send his spirit of bravery through to them in that, you know, their belief in their spirit world, which, of course, we couldn't allow that to happen. But it's that's how much a hero he be.
And for, well, that's another reason why it was good for you to buy him, because he was yours. So you
he was legally mine.
And he was legally yours, so you could keep him and bring
fact,
him home.
In fact, a
you.
Couple on that in Resolute Bay had the Canadian police fly over from another island to protect Charlie and I and put us on the plane, make sure, because we had to wait for the jet to come in to take us away. We had to wait about 4 days. So they came in to make sure that we were protected and that Charlie would be protected.
And so then when you did bring him home and you learned about, you know, making food for him,
yes,
and Missing Link and acupuncture, mm-hmm, and all of that kind of stuff, he lived how long?
23 years. Yeah,
wow.
So the lifestyle up there was so harsh. The lifestyle is what kills him up there. And plus, I only get seal meat a few times a week. But then to bring him home to real care, it just proves what we can do for our animals when we really go the full length.
And of course, that was not the only trek that Charlie did with Helen and Bill. So we need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors once again for the last time in this hour. So please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Without them, there's no us. And stay right where you are. More with Adventure Travelers, Helen and Bill Thayer, straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymaker's Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KTNW.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can call them at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2000. 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule session.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and gosh, you're listening to Animal World, and we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Well, you'll find Kathy and Christy and Mike here, and Ahmad next week. Not me, I'm taking the day off. And then 2 weeks from today, woohoo! I think this is the first time it's ever happened in more than 20 years. I get 2 weeks off in a row. And Kathy gets another week off. How cool is that? Because this is a huge deal. We have the exclusive live coverage of the 2014 Albert Lea Appliance Cup. So that means Hydros and Blue Angels and all that stuff right here. And you'll have to do without me for another week. So, Mike, now you said this is a big deal and that the whole Hubbard Radio is involved. Does that mean all the stations are covering? What's that mean?
Actually? Absolutely. Hubbard Radio Seattle is the exclusive radio partner for Seafair, which means all the stations, and there are other stations. For other stations, there's Movin 92.5, right. Warm 106.9. There's right next door is Click 98.9, Modern Music. On the AM side, there's AM 880 KIXI, and of course, all of us here at Alternative Talk 1150, we're all part of this. Now, here on Alternative Talk 1150, we are actually going to be broadcasting 8 hours on Sunday, August 3rd. Starts at 10 a.m. with the morning's live heats, and therefore that's the reason for the preemption of the show. But we're going to be going until the very last heat and the awards ceremony, which ought to happen around 5:15, maybe 5:30. So we've got lots of stuff in store. And this year's theme is 65 years of boat racing. So we've been able to go back to the archives working with the Hydroplane and Race Boat Museum, which is located down in Kent. And we've pulled out old audio clips that features a lot of the boats. So we're going to take a decade-by-decade look starting in the 1950s going through essentially last year.
Well, you know, because I grew up with my brother and I grew up with the Hanauer, the ship Hanauer. Yep. In fact, I always tell you, I still tease him about how they taught me to ride a two-wheeler. And that was an experience all of its own. But I remember my brother and I, my parents, we were a sporting family and everybody was into that kind of stuff back then. And the first hydro that was a heart hydro to us was the bright pink Hawaii Kai.
Yep.
So you got Hawaii Kai stuff?
We've got a heat where they're a participant. And again, Chip Hanauer was good enough. We've got a couple of interview pieces with him. And of course, he's doing TV, so he's not available for radio. But throughout the years, from slow motion.
Pat O'Day has been involved for years. Is Pat hanging around?
Pat O'Day's a legend. And there may or may not be a surprise involving Pat O'Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
Again, it's a look back. It's all retro. And talking about those boats from Slow Motion to Miss Bardol, Bill Muncy.
I was going to say Bill Muncy. Yeah, he was back there. And then, Bill Muncy was the driver for a long time.
Miss Thriftway and Atlas Van Lines.
And I think after Bill Muncy, then Chip Hanauer kind of was like
the
driver.
Well, there's Miss Budweiser, Bernie Little, Chip Cropfield, and there was the Pay and Pack. All these boats are dynasties.
And Chenoweth.
He was Budweiser, Dean Chenoweth.
Dean Chenoweth, all those people.
So you got good all stuff.
Kinds of, well, now, so 8 hours of coverage here. Now, is this simulcast on all of our stations?
No.
Or how
no.
is it? What?
All the other stations will have a presence down at the Genesee Park and throughout the race course. We will be broadcasting from the tower as well as in our own KKNW tent. We will be doing a live remote during the middle part of the afternoon when the boat racing has been suspended for the air show and the other things that are going on. The other stations are doing lots of promotional activities and initiatives with Seafair. So it's the best thing to do if you want to know what's going on with either this station or our other stations is go onto the websites and you'll be able to click onto sort of a master here's everything Seafarer, everything you could possibly want to know, and you get an idea of what we're doing. But lots of personal appearances, lots of on-air contesting. Seafarer is has a very good website, seafarer.org, and again, a rundown of what's happening not only throughout Seafarer, but also for Seafarer Weekend, which is where we're most involved with. So it ought to be a lot of fun.
So seafarer.org, or you can go to our station's website, www.1150kknw.com, and all the Seafarer stuff will
be there.
Hear
all about it. Absolutely.
Cool. All right. So now you know. We're doing the races.
It's a big deal.
I'm taking 2 weeks off in a row.
See, it's a win-win.
Yeah. Never happened
everybody
before.
Gets a week off except for moi.
Well, you never get a week off. You're always.
Well, I'm producing it, so yeah. I have a vested interest.
Well, this is like your baby, because we come in every Sunday, and he's working, and you hear all this hydro stuff in the background because he's putting all the features together and all of that stuff.
All the heavy lifting is done in preparation.
Yeah. So. If there's a mess up, of course,
that's right.
It'll be Mike's fault.
That's the way it works.
But you know, it's live radio. Okay, so that's happening in 2 weeks, and live in the studio happening today. Adventure travelers Helen and Bill Thayer. We've been talking about Charlie the wolf dog and how Helen purchased him for her first trip and the first trip by a woman walking solo to the magnetic North Pole, and at 50 years old, I can't believe that. 50 years young. She did that, and then Charlie, of course, has been involved with other treks that you've done. But the opposite of the North Pole, I guess, when you did the North Pole, you figured you had to do the South Pole.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I recall, did you not? You celebrated another birthday at the South Pole. 60th birthday. She had a frozen cupcake and candle at the South Pole.
There's one candle.
And all by your little self down there, huh? Did you have any penguins around or something?
No, because the route that I took was there's no wildlife at all. I was the only living
creature
on the whole route. Oh. And because there are other areas in the Antarctic on the coast where you find the wildlife, the penguins and so forth, but not on that side of the Antarctic.
So there's so much that you've done, and we've got to, over the next couple hours, we want to reminisce about, you know, a lot of the trips and so forth, but then we got to find out on all the recent developments that's gone on since you've joined us here, and mm-hmm. what you've been up to and what you've got planned, because even at as young as you are, here's what you already told us, 76. And then so that means, because Bill is older than you are.
He's 87. Yes.
Holy mackerel. And that's part of my favorite part of the story, is that, Helen, you grew up on a farm in New Zealand.
Yes, 10,000-acre farm.
And good old Bill was a helicopter a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And he came into crop dust
my father needed a helicopter and a pilot to
spray some stuff
that was on some hillsides that my dad didn't want.
And he ended up stealing the farmer's daughter, didn't he?
Well, my father couldn't go out and show the pilot where to go because it's such a big farm. And so because my father just had a foot operation, so he sent the farmer's daughter out. So I went out with the pilot to show him which part of the property to go. And a three-day job took about a week.
And what was it, love at first sight?
Yeah, we were just perfect. We were just friends right off the bat. We just talked about the same things, liked the same things. And so then a year and a half later, it was time for Bill to come back to the States. And he was transferred to Guatemala and Honduras. So we were married in New Zealand before July 1st, 1961. So we've been married 53 years now.
Wow.
We figure we've been married so long now. We've got 53 and we're starting on the next 53 now. We thought we'd try another 53.
Yeah, that sounds great. And you are one of the classic examples of a true partnership.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And marriage that really, really works.
Yes, because we're best friends.
You're best friends.
It just works. Yeah, the chemistry is always right.
And you learn it in their books, folks, that, I mean, they know what each other's thinking, and which has allowed them to survive.
Yeah, Bill is
on
just
some
about,
of these tracks.
He's the very best expedition partner I could ever have. We are at our very best together when we're on an expedition.
All right, so we are going to wrap up and close out the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We'll turn it right around. Stay right where you are because we continue with Helen and Bill Thayer in the studio.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.